You are a son of a bitch, Peter.
I'm sorry.
A goddamn son of a bitch.
Alright. That picture was flipping hilarious. They posted.
Yeah,
that was
pretty awesome.
Sale.
Pretty awesome. We going? Alright,
yeah,
so, welcome to Gentleman Radio.
Oh, is the Gentleman Radio we're doing?
Yeah.
There's only two gentlemen here, though, right?
We're doing a special Gentleman Radio to promote the opening of next week's LA Underground. We talked about it a little bit this last week, but, you know, we thought we would do another bit. We're actually doing a live taping right now from Bookman's here in Tucson, where Peter is selling all his DVDs. Selling the fuck out of them over here.
I can't hear you over the guitar guy.
Yeah, are you being serious?
We are here with a guitar guy.
Guitar guy in the background.
He's getting a little more attention from the ladies, which is too bad. I think Peter probably should have brought a guitar to this. That was really our bad. We also have Chris Walrath, who is the star of LA Underground. So say hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, world.
Chris is really quiet, so you can actually hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
He actually had like 20 pages of dialogue in the script, but he just refused to talk, so we had to alter his character.
Cut all his lines.
Yeah, originally, he had like whole like Shakespearean monologues going on, you know, but it just didn't work out. So. But he does have pretty good abs, so you know he got to be in a boxing movie. So,
Chris, why don't you just take your shirt off? We'll track some.
Yeah,
that
actually.
No, I told Peter he needed
idea.
To take his shirt off and show some guns, and he'd probably get some more sales.
Not right now. You don't want to see that.
Right now, we've only got one sale from a dude. So
hey,
right now,
we're
not working
like
the ladies.
20.
Angle.
What are you talking about?
Women's sales have like skyrocketed.
Yeah,
we sold like 350 DVDs and like 200 Blu-rays, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely not false.
Yeah. Maybe if you like take out a couple dozen.
Yeah. So this is our first time trying out a mobile podcast. So hopefully this works. If it doesn't work, you won't hear this.
What are you recording on?
It's the iPad. No, I didn't use Audacity. I'm using some audio memo program. I got GarageBand, but apparently it's not working, so
that's fine. Or you can, like, edit it.
We're going to edit it. Well, we don't really edit the show. We just kind of...
I never edit the show, really.
You basically clean up audio issues and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think I just edited it.
If somebody says something, like, really racist, then we take it out. Charlie does that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, when Peter was on, Peter was saying all kinds of stuff about gay people last time, and we were like,
definitely.
Dude. It was actually a 2-hour show. We cut that shit down to 30 minutes, because, I mean, you can't have it. You just can't have it.
It was
so.
A bit awkward. And,
I wish we would sell more copies. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wish more people would be interested.
It's pretty busy here. Like,
yeah. I will say the one guy that's
surrounding the table.
The one guy that
like
looked at
PA system, could you get on that at all?
He already did.
He did.
He brought
but
that.
We should probably have him do another one, you know, intermittently.
Totally should.
So, I think we have a guy who wanted to buy LA Underground, but
I think he heard us.
Look at that, bam. Yeah, that's right.
Oops.
LA Wonderground is more what it's like. Yeah.
Super quiet.
Yeah, just like nobody saying anything.
Good job. Thank you. We're going to double our sales now.
I think, you know what I think we should do?
Roll them out now, dog.
You know what I think you should do, Peter? Is I think you should, we should have some sort of like a raffle or a drawing. You know, get some giveaways, get some people in here, get people involved.
You know, what would we be giving away?
Honey bear?
Yeah, I thought there were prizes too, and they showed up and it was just
kind of like presents.
Oh, come on.
Oh, a button? A button?
It's a present?
I mean, if I have to go out to the car and get stuff out of my backpack and start hanging out, it's
there you go.
Really annoying me.
I could watch the trailer for this movie like all day long.
I can watch this movie all day long.
Honestly.
Especially my parts. Like, I just fast forward through most of everybody else's. But, yeah. No, I really don't like to watch myself in that movie because I think I'm even fatter in this movie than I am in LA Underground. I don't know if that's possible, but. Oh, my.
You interested? Come on over, sir.
Step right
up. What was that? It's a zombie comedy. The best.
We got a zombie comedy, we got crime comedy,
yeah.
We got a
I see you have a pocket full of cash
movie.
If you'd like to buy a disc. The DVD is only $10. Best $10 you've ever spent. What was that?
No.
One but time we'll only.
However, we will be at...
Our legacy will be here tomorrow, but...
And we will be at Crossroads Theaters next week.
Next Saturday.
That would be the 22nd of September?
22nd of September.
Crossroads Theater, right?
That's the yeah, and that's the date that's going to save the human race. Yeah. Yeah. That's really...
Yep, local.
Yep.
Yep.
Cheers.
I'm going to turn on the Darklands trailer for a second. Just to, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Because
you like
nice
making
have,
bad calls on a shit.
No, because it's like we show this movie and then we have a place to escalate to. Like, well, yeah, this one's all right.
Okay, the empty, the huge is, crowd of people.
I don't know if I'm in the shot or not, but.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I feel like,
yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, just be like,
there you go.
That's pretty much my go-to at trivia whenever we win. At trivia, I don't know what to do with my hands, so I just, I'm always...
You don't know what to do with your eyes, either. Every picture, you're like, I'm going to stare off into
the... Because I get migraines if I have flashing lights in my eyes, so I can't look at. I can't look straight at the camera. I have to look off the side.
Do you have a Twitter?
I don't... Well, actually, I guess I do, technically, as of right now. I just signed up.
I saw it on Facebook, but I looked up that thing that you put, and I didn't...
Oh, really? See, I just got on. Maybe I don't know how I'm doing it. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing right.
You have to tweet yourself on the internet.
Hey, Charlie, can you throw some tweets up on the John Madden radio? Like, we have, like, three people on Twitter, so they might actually...
Oh, I guess I was wrong. How do I... I don't know. Tell me how it's...
I don't know about your iPhone voodoo over there.
How do I internet?
Yeah, it says P and then five L's. That's... That's me, right?
It's five L's. It's not like a capital I.
No.
Today on Gentleman Radio, we'll go over how Peter can use his Twitter account.
Fuck Twitter.
It's actually all capital.
You know, Peter, when you're trying to tweet to people, it should come down here. You shouldn't shout out
fuck Twitter.
Excuse me.
I love Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's your friend.
Your tweeting must be more severe.
You just made a big mistake.
Not as bad as yours, I'm afraid.
Would you like to come over for a spot of tea? That was a digital window.
That's CGI glass right there. Yep.
No, I thought that was a great effect too. When I saw Darklands in a theater, I had no idea. That was the first time I'd ever saw it. And then I was like, wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah, that was back when...
I'm finally in a good movie with Peter. That's, no, I'm just kidding. All of your movies are great. All your movies are great, Peter. That's why I'm sitting here next to you.
That was back when Nick wanted to be a part of this magic.
Aww. Let's all have a moment of silence for Nick's involvement in the movies. So
fuck
anyway,
you Nick, excuse me.
That'll be live on the radio. We hope you enjoy the broadcast from the Gentleman Radio.
Like he's ever gonna hear that? Are you kidding me?
I don't think anybody on.
Oh yeah. Oh,
absolutely,
yeah, sure, definitely.
Can I
do this?
No, yeah, go ahead. No, do that. Do that. That's better. If we're trying to entice, throw up. I'd do it if I had biceps, but I don't.
I'm just gonna do the obligatory like Danzig pose.
But you're not a tiny guy.
Well, the...
I started to look hard, and then you said that.
Thanks. You know what else your producer might want to see? The films at hand here?
I'm the executive producer.
Oh, okay.
I make the decision.
Oh, well, in that case... Don't
casting for the show and does all the contacts and all that.
I see. Well, don't make your decision solely off the setup. You should definitely check out the movie.
No, I just wanted them to see it, so that way he knows what you guys were... If he can actually put a face to the
sure.
Name.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Do we have names?
I have a name.
Oh, you have a name. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do this thing because Tucson is a fairly bohemian city, so I'm trying to get interesting local people.
You found us.
We are very interesting. We're enormously interesting.
Well, those are the vouchers for
you. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, if you stumble upon $10, that's what I'm saying.
Fortunately, I've worked here.
That's all right. There's no rules against that.
Oh, that's right. I changed the Twitter handle to Jeff Sucks.
I saw that. Yeah.
I made the password. Oh, fuck. I just gave out the password. Don't know.
Oh,
I guess I'll be changing that after this goes on.
Yeah. Now that you've just given our listeners the password
to
the Twitter account.
Just leave it out and see if anybody listens. Hacks the Twitter account.
If you've listened to this special broadcast, to show us, go ahead and hack our Twitter account and say weird things. Nothing racist.
I'm just watching.
Don't be like Peter. Don't be like Peter.
It's more social engineering because I just said it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm making the precedent next person or persons that walk through the door, guaranteed sale. That's how hard I'm going to hit this.
Oh, wow.
You want to take a side bet on this? Here, well, never mind.
I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready for the golden leads.
The next.
I don't think you're ready. Money on it. Anything that Chris has in his wallet, I'll take that bet.
Peter, always be closing. It's the ABCs of sales.
Always be closing.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Got to do
this. Game time.
Put your game face on. Throw out the biceps.
Here we go.
Biceps.
The next group of people.
Oh my god. You just didn't even say anything at all. Like, she just walked right by and nothing was said.
You have to have, like, at least eye contact in the general area before we
I feel like when people are walking in, they're just, like, directly, like, looking away right away.
Yeah, they know what we're doing.
Have to see us.
I'm just going to offer tamales. They don't know what to do.
Right. I mean, honestly, if I saw somebody that looked as enormously good looking as me walking, you know, just sitting here, waiting longingly, you know, I'd probably look away too.
You should immediately put up the Copper Creek trailer. The kids seem interested.
Wow, you just don't want to support your old movies, except for Copper Creek, which is phenomenal.
Because that's going to draw, that's going to get the big draw in.
This isn't the same town in the same glasses that are in the village.
No. It sure is.
That's
not.
Actually LA in the...
Hello, sir. You interested in independent filmmaking? Okay.
It's sort of surprising how many people are not interested in independent filmmaking when there's a price tag attached to it.
These two look like they're interested.
When you say...
Interested in independent filmmaking?
No,
sounds good.
I'm pretending they did not even hear.
I would say most people just don't give a shit about anything. I mean,
especially, honestly, in Tucson.
I should quit giving them the option to ask if they're interested. Yeah. You look like you're interested.
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll try that right now. Or I'll just offer free money, actually. Like, would you like free money?
That's counterproductive, Peter. You don't want to offer free money. All
right.
You should ask them if they like themselves. And if they do
you like yourself?
Yeah, use the four walls technique. You start off with a question.
That's what I'm going to ask.
You start off with a question that they will say yes to, and then you keep kind of getting closer and closer to what you want them to say yes to. And if they say yes three times, they'll say yes that fourth time. It sales. It works.
If they're into sin tamales.
Do you like mustache rods?
That's not something that they're going to say yes to, right?
Oh, shit.
Unless Jeff shows up, that's not something.
All right, guys, I'll be right back. I'll take this one. Why is there a hookah? Is that a hookah or is that a robot? That is a hookah.
Is it a hookah robot?
It kind of looks like number five. You know,
kind of does, yeah.
No, that is.
You've never seen Short Circuit?
Mm-mm. Hello, good sir. Are you interested in cinema?
Yeah, but I don't live in town, so I'm...
That's all right. That's neither here nor there. That's okay.
If you're going to get national distribution?
Well, maybe someday, but right now the concern
is the
sale of our DVDs and Blu-rays. Quality cinema.
Not in the market.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I should have been like you were literally in the market.
You are right now in the market. You're standing in the market.
It's in the market.
You should go ahead and hit replay on that bad boy. All
right.
How you push straight for the plane right now. Give me money.
Yeah.
In the future, we might have national distribution, but right
true.
Now.
Yeah. That's true. Purple hair, how are you doing? Come on over to town. We're doing great. Well, this is a movie premiering next Saturday. LA Underground, it's a boxing comedy. You should check it out if you're not doing anything.
These are some of our awesome other features that we've done.
Yep. If you would hit the play button
all right.
This is a zombie. Oh, are you perfect?
Wow.
Well,
excellent.
This is a zombie comedy we made, and it's
if you
want to hear it, you can put the headphones on. If you just want to see it, you can just watch the screen. But it is the best zombie comedy ever made, and at
that's
the stellar price of $10 for the DVD, you'd kind of be foolish not to purchase it. Honestly,
yeah.
So I'm just
you don't want to find yourself in a position later on tonight where you're like, man, I should have gotten that
zombie
comedy, but now
I
can't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
because we just
guaranteed
it.
I will be famous within the next few years.
No,
this is America. Nothing's free. The premiere is next Saturday, though. But so, to get acquainted with our style of humor, you might as well pick up one of these fine films, and then next week you'll be in the mindset to be ready. So, that's pretty much all I have
right
now.
I'd like to say yes.
Yeah, I would like you to say yes, too.
That's really too bad.
Just give me the flyback. No, I'm just kidding.
You can watch my stuff for free.
Really? Well, there's a link on the bottom of the... there's a link on the bottom of the thingy there, so find me online and... Facebook or whatever, and I'll watch some of your stuff.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Nice to meet you,
yeah,
good
nice to meet you. Thank you.
Time.
Wait for it. I know you're about to say something.
Nice, definitely.
God for you. Do you have your the God for you.
Oh yeah, it's right there. I can just hit that and it'll go. But
and why didn't you do that? Could you put those headphones on for just a second?
I could just pull the let's pull the cord out.
God for you.
How's that free shit of the lock working out for you, that boy? Oh, it's not working out so well.
I should have said, well, I'm pretty much 100 air because of my filmmaking, so... Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, I think that's where we lost her. No, it's not free.
It's not free.
I gave away my movies for free, but these are good movies.
Ooh, replay, replay. Who's deaf? Oh, no.
Hey, man,
I'll make fun of you regardless if you're deaf or not.
Honestly,
so.
If people just walk by, I figure that's what I'd do if I were in the same position. I don't think I would be.
I actually kind of tried to just grab
them. Yeah. Come on,
Chris, what are you doing, man? You're sitting there not tackling people. I have it on good authority that you tackle well.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
It is a sausage party over here. We really do need to get something else going on.
If you like gay pornography, please.
Exactly. Ellie Underground. Peter's Peter and Chris have a good time.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'm building myself up right now.
Yeah.
Say what? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Nah.
Would you like to buy some tamales, ma'am?
Okay. We can get some cross promotion going on. We'll send a bunch of tamales. Going. The tamales send them over here. Look at that performance right there. That's stunning.
It is.
It's stunning.
I'm honestly surprised you got snubbed by the
every
the
review
Academy.
Ever written.
Hello. You guys can sell 10 of those tamales. That's true.
There you go, yeah.
Good idea.
We'll get some promotions going on.
Yeah, that's fair.
See ya.
You buy two of our movies, eat a free tamale. We'll buy the tamale. Actually, Peter, what are you doing? You got $10 tamale.
That's true.
I don't, actually. I do not. That's Chipotle.
That's Chipotle.
I'm going to own that $10.
I see.
And the rest of the money is actually my dad's that I had to borrow in case we needed to break change. I was like, I literally have no money.
Peter, that's
the bank of my parents.
Yeah, you don't want to admit that on the podcast that we're recording
currently. Actually, I have hundreds of dollars.
Millions and millions of dollars.
I have at least $8 in my account.
Shopping carts and baskets, and that you can actually have a shopping cart unless you buy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Copy of the movie.
Or if we could do something to like rope off the other parts of the store altogether, and they can only this is all that's available at Bookman's today. Yeah, exactly.
I think we're actually doing pretty good on the sales per hour ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
one for every hour and a half.
Yep, one for every hour and a half. We're doing good.
That's pretty good.
Well, in fairness, I was on the phone with Verizon for like 52
you were
minutes,
getting super pissed off.
I was mad. I was really angry.
I was too busy driving to the wrong store.
So are you going the entire night or what?
Here's what I want to ask you, Charlie, is that we've both put up promotions for this event like several times. And it's like, yeah, it was just because I saw
you didn't actually read.
You and Katie both at the same time texted me like, which Bookman's is it? It's like, are you kidding me? Both of you guys have promoted this. Like, how
you
do
really you want me to admit that I can't read?
Yeah, I do. Right here and now.
I can't read.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. Now give Peter a hug and you're on your way.
You should give her a five.
Right here in the
yep.
So
is either going to get good or bad.
So here on the Gentleman Radio, we've learned that Charlie cannot read.
Yep.
So.
And Chris is busy handing out flyers.
Yeah. Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I said that as white as possible.
Yeah. Greatest film ever made.
Greatest film ever made. All three of them.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Well, hello. What was that?
It's $7.
It's $7 for the movie. Yeah, the premiere for the boxing comedy is next Saturday. But right now what we're doing is selling our last film, Copper Creek, on DVD and Blu-ray.
And Darklands, which is also excellent.
If you like comedies, there is nothing funnier. It's the best zombie comedy ever. Yes. Both comedies, both hilarious.
And best thing to do is to get the zombie comedy, watch that, and then be like, oh my god, this was so good.
gotta
get
to
go see.
Yeah,
in the underground.
I need to see more immediately, but it's only next Saturday.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I mean, pretty much guarantee
granted,
if you don't
you will
get it,
have
you're
a week of anticipation
yourself.
Where you're just kind of sitting there going, "I really wish I could watch this movie right now," but you know, that gives you something to look forward to.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure. Probably.
Yep.
I've been like communications and marketing
segments all the time. Oh, really? Okay.
How are we doing?
It's all right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I can do like C.
C? Ooh.
Like peer pressure.
Oh, dang. What should we? Tips. Give us some tips on what we can do. How can we get to the A?
Play a gong, brother.
Hit the gong to distract people.
Yeah.
I feel like every great tip about great point about the movie hit the gong.
Okay.
Did you guys play the trailer thing?
Trailer's for this one.
You want to see the trailer for the new movie? We've got that available here.
I don't want to pressure you into it now, but
if you want to put on the headphones, you can actually hear the dialogue.
Wait, which trailer did you want to see? The one for the zombie comedy or the boxing comedy? Zombie.
She'd ask for the boxing comedy. First.
Oh, but I'm telling you. Okay.
Stop selling our new movie short.
Back again. You know what's better than looking? Watching.
Yeah.
Yep. There's plenty more where that came from. Honestly. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Nope. Mm-hmm. Never advertised on Craigslist. We fly our actors in straight from LA, so. No, I'm just kidding, we don't. That's right.
No, we're.
Serious.
Oh,
really?
We're all local.
Mm-mm.
The cast members.
It's true Disney.
You have to dress up like Goofy and Dolan.
Really? Well, here. At least have a flyer. That's premiering next weekend, so you should come check that out. Really? Yeah.
Everybody wants to be happy-go-lucky all the time.
It's not realistic. Really? Weird. Wow.
Wow.
Fuck that. That's ridiculous.
And the ones that they call me back from the that week.
Really?
You take a picture of this. Somebody should take a picture of
this. This one's the zombie, and this one's the cop comedy?
Yeah, that was a crime movie. Yeah.
Crime comedy, zombie comedy, and then this is premiering next weekend, boxing comedy, all comedies.
Yeah, you're blurry hand on the photo.
You should get back there and get the whole deal.
Alright.
On Blu-ray? Well, we only have it on Blu-ray, so I hope that's what you want.
I'll get that one so that way I have something to actually.
Nice. There you go.
For the show. It's going to be probably early next year when we do it.
Oh, shit. I don't have singles. I need to get some singles. Here. Charles, do you have 5-1s?
This is a very professional situation.
I need some singles over here.
How many singles? I've got one.
Oh, my God. Single. Can you
oh,
get one from
the...
Oh,
he's got a card.
Excuse me.
You still want me to get 5-1s?
You made that music, right, dude?
For the trailer? No, I didn't make it. I purchased it.
From his brain.
Yeah, that's your copy. Alright, here we go. Oh, I got it. God damn it. Yep. Alright. Here we go. Maiden Voyage. Swipe.
$120,000.
Yeah, I was watching carefully.
$12.
My card would go doink if you tried that.
No, it didn't take it though. There we are. Authorizing.
And then I gotta do that thing with my finger where I scribble on your screen there.
I don't know, this is actually approved. There you go. You're good to go, sir.
No, it doesn't require me to sign.
Well, we can text you a receipt if you'd like, or email, or we can skip receipt. It's your call.
Skip.
Alright. Boom. Don't send receipt. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Cute.
All right. And my co-host, Adam, will probably be getting in touch with you. I'll try to see Barb tonight. make him do the deed.
Nice. Sounds good. Thank Sounds you. Good.
I made a bunch of promises to people at AnimeLand 2Con, and I was like, well, we'll see what happens, and then no contact.
Really?
Yeah. You guys
That's all right.
are more legit.
You two oh, interested?
For sure. We are,
Come
we
on
are
over.
Totally legit.
All right.
At least you've got a serious product. So
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. That's two more sales than Peter expected to get. So that's nice.
True. Honestly, and a credit card.
Yeah, oh, on a credit card. Bam. That was a good. That was a good purchase.
Legit.
Your, that thing.
I see your brain thinking. You're still thinking about it.
She's circling Peter.
She's never gonna come back ever. She's like, those guys are crazy. Is there a back way out of here? Because I'm taking it.
That was a pretty smooth transaction.
So
I like this
it
app.
In your account.
It takes. It says the next business day, so I guess since it's Saturday, it won't show up until Monday. That's a bummer. But
on Monday,
you know,
it's gonna be like there's gonna be an error. It's,
yeah.
there's nothing.
It's actually taken 12 out of my account.
Exactly. Exactly. You've actually paid him to take one of the movies away.
Did it take 15 cents on the dollar?
10 cents on the dollar. You got the zombie turn. Okay. Oh, it is. Go before it says fuck you. Start it over.
Oh no, we're the kids. Oh no.
Good. You two like zombies? Yeah, who doesn't like zombies, right?
Right.
We made a zombie comedy, Copper Creek. It's pretty much the greatest zombie comedy of all time, family friendly. It's available for only $10 or $12 for the Blu-ray. You won't regret it. Mom, I know you're thinking about it. It's thinking. All right.
It's really responsible for you to say it's family friendly. I gotta be honest with you.
G, honestly.
Like, gee, this is really, 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 really hardcore.
Oh, I keep forgetting I have these buttons here.
Yeah, you
need
to hand those out.
Here, I forgot you watched the trailer, so you get a button. Here, there you go. That's a button that I was trying to hand them out. I know.
That's not, that's not true. We're not winning at all. It's quite the opposite.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I feel like this is going great. We've upped our sales per hour ratio.
Yeah.
Boom. Actually, almost. We're yeah, we're at about 1 hour.
Truth.
So I might actually be here till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what's funny about your Chipotle money is that they close at 9.
Boom.
I thought
they closed later than that. Son of a gun.
You will not be enjoying that burrito.
You will not enjoy anything. Whatever burrito you do get, you're going to be like, I wish this was Chipotle. This sucks. Sucks so bad. Chris is admiring his tackle in the zombie.
Oh my god.
I don't want to hear. Okay, listen. I don't want to hear about it because.
Yeah, I'm a little confused right now because you guys sound like ladies.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just.
Take that down.
Oh my god. Maybe I have to wear some different pants.
That's pretty dead on my voice. Yeah. I was trying to do a Chris Walrath impression. It's tough,
yeah.
You know. A lot of people tell me they're like, it's not close. So from you, it means a lot. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
I just want it to be Monday so I can see if that 12 actually went in my account.
That's Peter Leon for you guys. You know, it's all about the artistic integrity.
It's actually pronounced Leon.
It's pronounced Lemon?
Leon. Lemon.
Can I say it with a Cajun accent from that one?
Leon.
Leon.
Leon. Wait, did you see Lawless?
Nah.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think? What did you think?
Oh, it was incredible.
Let's talk about that for a second, because it's good that we're back on the same page with movies again, because I thought it was awesome.
Well, as long as you don't go see shitty action movies, I think we'll be on the same page. I was telling Chris, I've come to the conclusion that I grew out of action movies roughly when I was like 13 or so, and there's some people that are still like cream their jeans over
just
like,
the most
ridiculous
pretentious
action.
Thing I've ever heard anybody say in my life, and I don't know. Have you actually watched your movies, Peter? I'm wondering because
I'm not
entirely sure.
If there was
okay, so
Blockbuster,
Expendables
where
2
would...
is not a comedy then?
No, it was not a comedy. Are you kidding me?
Is Dark Lens a comedy?
Yeah, Dark Lens is totally a comedy. It's an action comedy.
Comedy. How many?
It's a comedy.
You know what
if
occurred
it was
to me,
in Blockbuster, remember
this is
those?
The first movie that I've done with you in which I have not held a gun or an axe, like some weapon.
It's a comedy.
First movie.
Oh, for the zombie movie?
All right, that's queued up. Go ahead.
Good.
You want to put the headphones
good
on?
Call.
Have you ever held a gun axe?
I figure that's going to be in the next movie, so.
Definitely. We're going to invent it. You should just go ahead and hit that play button right
I
there.
Will as soon as he gets out.
Oh, excuse me.
So about Lawless.
We're not live.
Yeah, it's not live. I mean,
Let's talk about Lawless.
I just like Tom Hardy's stuff.
That's something that I said in my review, actually, is that he does more with just grunts than you know, a lot of people do. Like, you know, much more than Shia was pulling off.
Much more than who?
Shia.
Oh, I actually thought he did a good job. I was like halfway through the movie. I was like, oh my god.
You guys enjoyed the beef?
Kind of good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You haven't seen it, so you don't get it yet, though, but...
Yeah, but no, I really dug it.
50% of Tom Hardy's audio dialogue in the movie was just him going.
But
just
so
like
expressive.
It
was totally expressive. It was. I really dug it. And he did a lot with posture too, like just the way you would stand and stuff like that. You know, he was
for sure
pretty amazing.
He's a good call.
I think Tom Hardy should be in all movies now.
If you are at all interested in going to the premiere next week, you should watch the trailer for that one too, just so you're like. I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying.
It's just awkward, like, standing there.
Oh, yeah, that is awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah.
Well, in that case, just take our word for it that the movie's incredible and you should go to the premiere.
But you can also see the trailer.
That one. That one right there. That's a boxing comedy that comes out next
Saturday.
Yeah,
she watched that trailer already, Peter.
That's the one you watched? Oh, you didn't watch the zombie one?
No.
Oh,
she watched the trailer for the one that
you should watch the zombie one then. That was hilarious.
I mean, the fact that I look like a old young Orson
I look like the devil in that. What did you do to my profile on that, Peter? Because
I didn't
it's
do
like,
anything
you added
you
like
just,
some eyebrows that aren't there.
You
naturally
look
like
the devil.
I don't look like the devil.
You kind of look like a juggalo.
Kinda look like the devil.
You take that back right now.
I can't. It's too late.
Oh my god, you're off the show. Even though you own all the equipment.
In a completely
off.
Unpushy manner, you should buy our film right now. No, I'm just
kidding. Let them try to convince you, and then critique
our sales approach? Well, if you enjoyed the trailer, sir, you can enjoy a whole hell of a lot more on this fine Blu-ray or DVD for the low, low price of only $10 or $12.
For Blu-ray.
In stunning high definition. It's really the gift that keeps giving, because you can watch it once, and then you can enjoy your... Huh? You're ruining my speech! Come on! I'm just kidding.
Tell them about the special features.
It's chock full of special features. Audio commentary, making of, special effects, bloopers.
That's about it.
Trailers. Yeah. Trailers are on the
What would you say the best Blu-ray ever made is? Jaws?
Well...
Or the new Alien collection? Whatever you think the best Blu-ray is, this is actually the best Blu-ray. This is the best DVD you've ever seen. Whatever DVD you've seen.
Don't worry about Blu-ray.
Don't worry about Blu-ray.
Okay.
There it is. All right, no, thank you. You get a flyer too, sir. Oh, okay.
Do we give him a button, though? Did you get a button?
Oh, yeah, here, you get a button as well.
Button.
There you are. Now all you got to do is go to the premiere next week.
You know what we should have done? We should honestly
sold more discs.
No, we should. You know what we should do for these? If somebody buys these things, we should give them like a discount or something like that on the price of the ticket next week.
How are we going to do that though? Because I'm not selling the tickets. So
write it on the back. Say blah blah blah. Sign it.
The theater is selling the tickets, so I'm not in charge of. Like I told them the price, and then they have it like in their computer. Like it's not. If we're not giving those carnival tickets anymore, it's like a legit ticket.
Well, that's too bad.
Too legit to ticket.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving them. They asked for the VIP list that they're gonna have. And so, like, even if you're on the list, you still get a ticket. They have to print it out and give it to you. Yeah. So. We'll see how it goes.
So, here's the crappy part where I say I have to get going.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. I farted. Excuse me. That's true. Hit the replay button. Replay. You interested in independent film, sir?
You guys are made it.
That's actually this man right here.
No.
There's no negative comments about anybody in this film. That's God or godlike. Okay.
So we'll wrap up this live podcast, and we sold like 30
million
copies of Jerkala. I mean, Coffee Creek. And Dark Lambs and Honey Bear.
Yep, sure have.
If you didn't come out tonight for some reason, you can get these movies on Peter's website, which is.
I want to see if you can. PeterLeon.net. LEON.
It's not Vimeo, so I don't know.
It's not Vimeo. Oh, this kid's buying one for sure.
Or have you seen my zombie, right?
You like zombies, I take it.
Yeah,
Perfect. Made a zombie movie, zombie comedy, right here. Pretty much the best zombie movie you've ever seen. No pressure. Okay. Good talk.
Cool sales pitch, bro.
Do you like zombies?
He'd be like, I'd
Trey, I'm a shirt.
Well, there's no word on your shirt.
Sorry, nobody else is throwing out anything. Come on. Hello, ladies. How are you?